Obviously, I'm excited to be here in front of you today. Thank Mike, his family, I think the organization for this opportunity and to come back here and to frankly get back to work at what I came here to set out to do. Back in 03, it seems it was a while back, but when I think about it, I'm obviously a much better football coach now than I was then. And we've got to get the football team back and better and improved and back to the brand of football and the way I perceived football and how we needed to play football year after year. And that's be back, be more physical. We've got to be more attentive to our details of our job and frankly, get after it when the time comes. So I'm excited. We have Bill Lazor here who has will continue now and have his opportunity to put his stamp on the offense from the onset, how everything is laid out, how we do it, and so forth, day to day. We're also on the offense side of the ball. Paul Alexander is going to our former offense line coach is going to move on and pursue another opportunity. Darren Simmons, our special teams coach, will be back and in his same capacity that he's been in and possibly take on some other things for me as well as we move forward. And then, obviously, as everybody I think can read the ticker at the bottom of the thing, Paul Gunther will have possibly an opportunity to interview for the Raiders so at some point here. So, but that'll be done very expediently. Hopefully we will have an opportunity to get Paul back, but otherwise, if not, we'll move forward. But, obviously where our season finished this year is not what we wanted, and we've got to get back at it.
Marvin, do you believe that ownership here is in business to win a championship?
Oh, I think no doubt about my mind, no doubt in my mind that that's what Mike Brown, that's his goal, is to be world champions. And I think we've spent the last 2 days spending time three or four times through those days talking about what we felt like were the things where we needed to get better, why and what and how. And I think that's the only thing the man thinks about is having a championship organization.
After the last 15 years of not being able to get there, what makes you believe that year 16 or 17 will be different?
Well, I'm not going to worry about 17.
16.
And, that's the thing. I have to go in and make it different. That's all. You know what I mean? You're talking about a nebulous situation, but that's my job and that's my goal, is to make it better and give us the opportunity. First off, it's to get back at top of this division and then move forward through that. Oh, I think as coaches, we change continually, but we have to be better. We have to be better. I have to be better than I've been, obviously. We have to put together a staff that will be, and our players, as I told them when I stood in front of them Monday morning, that regardless of who was standing in front of them when they got back together, they had to be ready to be a better football team. Internally, each of them, they had to be ready to press themselves to do more, be better, and regardless of who was standing in front of that room when they got back together, and that was going to be important.
You mentioned that 2003 to now, you're a much better football coach. In what ways? What ways do you think?
Well, I think number one, I think you're able to deal with the ebb and flow of the season, what happens, the ups, the downs, and so forth, to smooth those things out, and I think that's important. The emotional things that happen throughout the football team, the overcoming, how do you overcome injury? So everybody understands, and no one has to go into a panic mode. We're going to move on. We're going to have prepared the next guy better, and let's move on, and let's get better, and let's get after it. And that's the way I was brought through coaching. That's what I know. That's the only way I know. It's got to be done through the work and the toil that it takes to get it done.
Upgrades or anything that you came to
that stuff is nebulous. of whether that wins or not. I've coached in three teams in this, all four teams in this division. Believe me, that's got nothing to do with winning. Winning and losing is done out there in those classrooms, the meeting rooms, the field, practice, and out there on games on Sunday. And the rest of that stuff can help, and we do everything we can to aid our players in that way. And I feel good about that, the things that we do and we'll continue to do to get better with and make sure we do change, because everything changes all the time, with these athletes. And we have to continue to do that. They learn differently than they learned in 92 when I started in the NFL and 81 when I started coaching. They learn differently. And we have to continually, and that's what we have. We got to have the best teachers we can have day in and day out. And as a teacher, you got to be able to reach each individual in your room. And that's important. And we've got to keep pulling more out of them that way.
Coach, I'm curious. I've been talking to a lot of fans. Discipline's a major issue among the fan base. And a fellow named Arvel Bowman from Southgate wants to know if you'd be willing to embrace the concept of adding a clause to a player's contract that would let the team fine that player for displaying a lack of discipline during a ball game.
Well, that's not doable in a player's contract, so frankly. And again, discipline's a big word, but if you look at this team has been one of the lowest penalized teams in National Football League. So don't shake your head. Answer the question, okay? So you have a chance to change perception. And that's the thing. So it's easy to point to one or two things, but over time, and that's important. Our guys know walking in this building. If you ask any of them what's asked of them and the discipline of what's asked of them all the time. But we're also training and growing up young players, and that's important as well.
Did you feel the need to alter the amount of time coaches spend in the draft process or maybe move some of that responsibility more over to Duke's team, or were you okay with the way that's
going? No, I'm very happy with, as I said, I've been involved in the process from Pittsburgh when I started in the league to Baltimore, and I'm very happy with our guys having a chance to have input. Some places you have no input. Here they have a voice. The decision has to be made. An order is put, and I'm comfortable with that. And I think that's, if you're going to spend some time looking at players, you want to make sure that you have an opportunity to have a voice. But at some point, there has to be an order to that. And ultimately, we get a chance to, through Duke, I get a chance to help with that as well.
Your Rolodex of coaches, probably as big as anybody's in the league. The fact that you're in the situation you are and other franchises are still not hired, a new head coach, does that help with the timing that you put together?
I hope it does, Dave. But we're going to work hard at it. I hope it does. And, it's obviously a time of the year where there's a lot of moving parts.
Marvin, you must have won something in this negotiation over the last few days other than a raise, I'm assuming. Can you articulate at all with any specificity what it is that you won, what sort of concessions that you got that made this job workable again?
Paul, I didn't, I don't think I went into it thinking I was trying to win anything. This is a partnership, and I've been entrusted to do a job, and they believe in me. I think they had to come out of the meetings with me and felt like, number one, I wanted to do the job, and number two, I would get the job done for them. And I think that was important because that's why all you are here today. You want to know that I can get this job for them because you guys want to keep working just like I do. I don't want to sit here and look at you guys. I'd rather be talking about something more important than this. And I think that's important. So I think that there was no win or lose that way, other than the fact that the group of men, coaches and players alike, that I want to help lead them to a championship.
So what are you going to change to get that job done?
I can't tell you. No. Yeah, we have to change. I've gone through it. We need to be better at what we do. And, we're going to have changes on our staff. We're going to have to gain some better players. We're going to have to look to augment what we do with what we have right now on the football team. And maybe we're going to have to do a little better and do a better job of maybe adding some guys from other clubs. And, So because we have to, and then we have to look at that as we go into the draft and make sure, you know, if this the draft isn't strong in this area, then make sure we take care of it prior to the draft. And I think that's important as well. So, you know, I think those are the things. And I again, at the end of the day, it comes down to us coaching better and our players going out and playing better. When they run onto that field and they leave that boundary of what they get done out on the field and understanding the competitiveness of it.
So being more active in free agency is something that, that you just got?
Well, I don't know that it means being more active. I don't know how many we added last year, but make sure if we can add someone that helps, we add them.
Marvin, how much did maybe winning the last couple of games or just finishing well change some of the conversations of reception?
I can't tell you that.
Didn't seem to have any kind of weight on it at all.
I don't know that, you know. Might have changed my perspective.
What changed from when there was a report that leaked out that you'd be leaving and now here we are now with the two-year extension? Kind of what changed?
I don't know that anything changed. You know, as I told you guys, I had made no decisions that way. And, you know, hopefully nobody in this building had made those decisions so that way.
How important was the two-year element of this?
Oh, I think it's very important. It, you know, otherwise, you know, because we have to go out and we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have some change on the staff. And I think that's very important for a coach if he is currently employed or whatever, that he has an opportunity to know that you know, he has a chance to be here for at least two football seasons.
You mentioned Paul Alexander's been moving on to another opportunity, important hire, offensive line coach. Will you guys work in concert on that?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. I think it's important, regardless of the coordinators, both sides of the football, have an opportunity to, as we fill positions, that they have some input in that.
You said Mike had to be convinced that you wanted to come back. Was there ever a time where you wavered, where you thought maybe it's time to move on and go look at other opportunities?
Well, no. I mean, I think his thing is, do you have, are you still driven to do what you set out to do, I think, more than anything? I don't know that it had an effect, Gary. I think it's, you know, I told you it's part of the process. I've been through it before. Our players go through it. I tell them, don't let it affect you. Just do your job best you can, and the good things will happen. And then they get to make a decision just like the decision that I was able to make and feel excited about yesterday. I'm glad it's behind us. And, you know, I look forward to April when we can get back to work on football.
Coach, along those lines, I've talked to another fan, Ed Tompkins from Kennedy Heights. He would like to see, he's a supporter. He'd like to see you be more aggressive as a coach. And, you know, I'm not sure how a fan would define that. But for you personally, as you move forward and you reflect on what's happened and the unrest of the fan base, what will you do or are the things you could do differently on the sidelines? Or how do you communicate that to the fans?
That if I act like an idiot on the sideline losing my head, how do they think the guys on the field will? You know, one of the things I think is important to us all the time, if you would ask any of our players, what we talk about is the detail of your job and how, for instance, a diamond cutter, a jeweler, or whatever it is, does his job. And he has to do it with a calmness. You know, we spend a lot of time with military people. You know, a lot of time talking to special operators and things like that. And they talk about their heart rate as they go into battle and they monitor that. And in order to do your job with the freedom and carefree that you do, you can't be up and down like this. You have to be like this. And I think that's important. So I think that's what people don't understand is, you know, guys that scream and yell a lot all the time, they don't stay in these positions very long because their team reacts that way, which it's hard to win that way. It's hard to win. There's no consistency that way. And they're going to, frankly, shut you out. You know, so that's not, you know, I don't know that's ever a winning style for anyone. So I don't know what the word aggressive means. I think we're very aggressive, actually. If these guys would tell you my theory of football, that way. We try to be as aggressive as we can, but we want to make sure we can do the things we can do. And I think that's important. And, you know, one of the way things we have to be better on offense, no doubt about it. We have to get back to being a vertical threat team. We got to begin the football season being able to run the football. And that's got to be more consistent. And we've got to do a great job of that. That means we have to go into the off season and we have to look at those things. We have to be more physical every opportunity we can. And so that we can, you know, control the football game that way. And we have an amazing group of threats at wide receiver, and we've got to capitalize on them. We've got to get our quarterback to be the guy that we expect him to be day in and day out and lead the football team that way. So, which means we got to keep him from getting jostled around. And when he does, he's got to be able to move and make throws on the move like we know we've all seen him do. So we're excited. I'm excited about that. And then when we flip it over to defense, we got to be better on third down than what we were this season. And that's a key element. You know, we allowed that to be an issue for us. We got our guys out there too long, which is exposing them to more injuries and things that happen that way. And then we had chances to finish out games we didn't finish out. And so all those things. So if that's what aggressive is, that's what we got to be better at, you know, in that. But believe me, you can ask Darren every week if we have an opportunity to do something in special teams, or if I tell Bill I want to make sure we throw it over their heads this week, that's what we're going to do, or pressure the football. That's the way we start every Monday as we look at the opponent. How can we pressure the football?
So will the full off-season implement, you know, from Jump Street, what you're about offensively, how different might the offense look?
Well, apparently we're going to throw the ball over their heads more.
After we run it.
Whichever. <yeah. laughs> I think. I'm grateful for Coach Lewis and Mike Brown for the opportunity to do this, really in the way that the job should be done. And I think, when Coach Lewis and Mr. Brown came to me and asked me if I would take over the offensive coordinator duties 2 weeks into the season, I think I knew what most of the challenges were. Every place has its obstacles, and I think I knew what they were. And when I decided to do it, I was determined to serve them, to serve the players, not to count the costs for me or heed the wounds that would come, as you know, or ask for the rewards, and just to serve. And certainly there are things I would have done differently and we would have liked to do better. But now I think we're in a position where we can go forward and we can start from the beginning with building it the way that we think takes full advantage of the talent that we have. And I think there's talent here. That's why I was excited when I had the opportunity to come back and help and join the staff and stay full time. And because I think there are players here that have proven that they can be successful in this league. Well, I think for a coach at any position, especially the offensive, well, particularly the offensive line, you have to have the right mix of the scheme, the technique, teaching, and then also I think specifically with the line, there's also a kind of an attitude because, let's face it, you're asking those guys to do something that's different than the quarterback. You know, for the quarterbacks, typically I think they really enjoy going to training camp. A whole bunch of 7-on-7, you know. But you're asking offensive linemen to go out there every day, and every day you have pads on in practice. It hurts, and it's hard. And I think that's also part of being the coach of that position, is not only finding the guys that are going to enjoy doing that with you, but fostering that kind of attitude. So I think you have to mix those things. And certainly you'd like someone that's proven they can do it.
Marvin, staying the course is fine to tell to, you know, your players and the guys under you. Communicate that to the fan base that kind of went away in droves this season. How do you communicate to them that stay with me, stay on this course with us after not having a successful run over the last 2 years and not being able to win a playoff game?
Well, you're going to have to start from scratch regardless. So you might as well start from scratch as someone that you understand, you know. We have, as we said, a group of fine players here, and we've got to go forward and coach them better and do better with it. Everybody can always look at what's negative from it, But the only way we can go about it and do it positive is get back to work and go about it and do it. There's no magic words that way, you know. And you know, we didn't meet our expectations at all. So frankly, I understand that. But if you're a fan, then you're a fan. Then let's get on and let's go. And you know, and that's part of it.